Okay, Rabotai, I hope definitely for some Sunday we're going to go weiter into the Gemara, the Inyan of Shalom Bedarshin. The Rambam will have to see and may leave also for the beginning of Shia Sunday. A lot of things that are to me not fully clear in the Rambam, we'll see. But the Iker today, I want to focus on putting together what we've been doing the last two Shiurim and try to get a clear pshat in Rashi. We'll try to present the Mashal and the Marshal and maybe varieties of variations of what they both say to try to come up with some Mahalach and Rashi building on what we said last year. Just the Magdim as far as Shitas Rashi, what the difficulties are and what differentiates Rashi's approach to Sugya than what we saw from other Rishonim. The Machokas Abai Barava centers on, again, how far we take the halacha of Shloshim Yom. Do we even require a person to do Bedika Bir, Shloshim Kod Machag, even though when the time will come later on, there'll be a svara that he shouldn't have to do Bedika Bir, because, for example, he's going to be away till after Pesach, or in the case of Otsar, because it's not Daito Lufanoso, and since it's under a rubble, so it has a din of a mapoles. Nevertheless, Shitas Rava is, that's how we hold, that the chiyuv of Shloshim Yom, that's the halacha b'diko bir, that's the din, that it's chal ready for you. Since you're not going to be able, since later on there's not going to be a basis for a chiyuv later, so therefore the halacha is for you, your chiyuv starts up to Shloshim Yom before. So situationally, in this person's reality, he has a halacha now to do his b'diko bir. That's rav. Therefore, ain't daito lasar doesn't matter, ain't daito fanosa doesn't matter. That's one point in terms of the sugya. Abaye didn't think that way. Abaye thought that the halacha of Shloshim Yom is a halacha to be mekayim the chiyuv of later on. Not that the chiyuv is chal already. Therefore, if the chiyuv of later on is not really, no mechayiv, no basis for the chiyuv, so it never takes effect. If you would put into Abaya a situation where you're ready with mechayiv, such as if you left on your dalit itself, Abaya would agree with Rav. But since Abaya doesn't view that Shloshim Yom means that you already have the chiyuv chal on you, so therefore Abaya says only in a case of daito lachzor or daito fanoso, that's when you mechayiv to mekayim the mitzvah later on. That's one akuda. The other point in Raya Varava is in a case where you're talking before Shloshim Yom, Kodim Shloshim Yom, but you're going to come back during Pesach, or you're going to clear away the tefuah on top of the chametz when you made an otzer. Abai still would have argued that you don't have to do anything right now. Kodim Shloshim Yom, will be later, but right now it's no chiyuv. Rava says, Mi Rosh Hashanah Nami, because what? What is the point of Rava? So we have two ways to understand it, nafkaminas from that. But the way that we would midayik in Rashi, and this I think like a segue from all, a lot of things are going to hinge on this in Rashi. Rashi says, in the words of Rashi, when Rava says, Afim Rosh Hashanah Nami, Dechihata b'mei Pesach Avar Alei. Vehi shayta Rabbi Shusa Hidalif Tulei. There are a lot of things Rashi is saying, but what one thing right away we can pull out of Rashi, that is that the point of Rava is not that what Abaye said within Shloshim Yom, namely of a halach to mekayim yochiva later, Rava sees that from Rosh Hashanah, that there's no limit in terms of when you mechayim from the kaim chiyuv later on. Rashi didn't say a word in Abaye as far as why Shloshim Yom Yechayev Ein Daito Lachzer. Rashi didn't say this language that he's using within Rava, that you're going to come back and you're going to have a problem on your hands. Why didn't Rashi speak until now? Why is Rashi Mayrach here with Rava's Rosh Hashanah Nami, that you're going to come and you're going to have an issue of chametz because when you see it, you're going to violate it? Like, why didn't Rashi speak before in Abaye? And the answer is Abaye is simple. Abaye has halacha Shloshim Yom from the perspective of not that it's chal now the chiyuv, but it's chal an obligation to mekayim yoledach. But that's not what Rava is saying. This is why Rashi is speaking here within Rava and not before for Abai. Abai understood very well. Shloshim Yom is this man hakium of the later chiyuv. But Rava is not saying that the whole year is this man hakium of later chiyuv. No. That's not true. Rava is saying something different. You know that you come back during Pesach. And you're going to face a problem in front of you when you see chametz. You have a bal yirah. Or by the otsar case, you'll uncover the otsar and you'll have a bal yirah. Whatever reason wouldn't be bal yirah until now, by the otsar we know the answer, because if it's a mapolis, Rashi said, here it's not a little bit, not so clear what it is, to get into that. But when you come and when you see it, there'll be a problem, and you know you're going to have that problem on your hands. And therefore, be it Rosh Hashanah, be it year before, 11 months, 5 months, you have to know that there's going to be an issue comes Pesach, therefore do bedika. But that's specifically here in Rav. The other Rishonim, unlike Rashi, when they jump on Rashi, they ask, Rashi, how could you say that until you see it, there's no problem? What do you mean? You can't go away and have chametz in your house. There's a problem right now. So they learned a sugya that there was bitul. And the question is, but after this bitul, there's still lacha bediko bir, mit rabbana, shem yavala ochlo. And that's what we could be discussing right now. That already we can finesse, because again, if it's kodem shoshim yom, and it's, in other words, what was the problem? If it's ein daita lachzor, Rashi's fine. Rava's fine. How could it be fine? This chametz in your house. And the answer is, for the other Rishonim, the Ran and the Rishonim with the Rush, you did it. So the reason why you're fine is because the Rabbanan require bedika on top of beer, because you might come to eat it. No, that's not a problem here. You're not coming back. You're not going to clear away the haystack. You have no problem. But Rashi apparently holds that the advantage of Ein Day Telachzor is such that even if you're up against a Bayeraya Midaraisa, there's no problem. That's what you see. That's the what. Obviously, Rashi says no bittul. And even though there's a potential, there's a Bayer Deraisa you have to think about. No, but Ein Day Telachzor solves the problem. So therefore, Kodim Shoshim Yom, Ein Day Telachzor, Ein Day Telfanoso, no problem. Rava agrees. Even though there's no bittul. So before we even try to explain that, I think that we alluded to this yesterday. Rashi, in some ways, is Shitasa. I think on two levels. Number one, because Rashi didn't see bedika after biur, I mean, I should say bedika after bittul, as a second issue unrelated to before, Shem Yavul Ochlo. We saw by Yiraya, but there's another issue called Shem Yavul Ochlo. Rashi learns it's always by Yiraya. Midaraisa bitaba misagi, to take care by Yiraya, midrabanan lo sagi, midrabanan, Rashi in the beginning of the first Mishnah, shalo yav by Yiraya. Whether there was bitter, whether there was not, it's always by Yiraya. So you see already in the sugya that whatever advantage you're going to grant to the fact that he's not coming back, is solving what? Bal Yirah. Okay, now you can still quibble and say, yeah, maybe it only solves the Bal Yirah Drabon and not about the Raisa, but okay, I grant you. Good? But you see already in Rashi, it's not like a second issue. You're solving Bal Yirah because Ein Day Telachzor. So Rashi will take it a step further. It solves Bal Yirah and Raisa too, because it's the same, it's always Bal Yirah, Raisa, Drabon. But I'll say stronger than that. Namely, the problem that does exist for Rava, if you left Kodim Shloshim Yom, you left Rosh Hashanah, but you're coming back. What is the problem, according to Rashi? What do you have to do bedika bir before you leave? Not because it's a mekayim any mitzvahs bedika bir. You're not going to make a bracha. It's because we can't let you sleep at night. You're going to come back, you're going to face a problem. What kind of problem does Rashi feel is compelling enough to require you to do bidiko bia before you leave? By you at the rice. In other words, it's mashman Rashi that it, this is clear against the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim saying the Rosh Hashanah Nami requires you, even if it's only a problem of bidiko bia drabana, because you did bidiko, you still have to do your bidiko bia before you leave. It could be for one of two reasons. It could be because you're mekayim your mitzvahs bidiko bia, or because we're concerned for the drabanan issue that you're going to face when you come back. Could be. Whatever you'll say. But according to Rashi, it seems that Rava's problem in a case of daita lachzor is a problem because the issue you're going to be facing is a doraisa. Were that to be only drabanan, it would seem from Rashi, Rava would not be able to argue on Abaye, feel me, Rosh Hashanah Nami. But drabanan issue, we're not going to tell you that he can't sleep at night, what's going to happen later, drabanan. No, if that's true, so then it's muchach in Rashi. Rashi has no choice. If that's Rashi's inclination, that the problem that exists by daita lachzor is only when the stakes are so high that's doraisa, then what do you also see at the same time, side by side? That the maila, the advantage of a daita lachzor, is going to even solve a doraisa. Again, it goes together. There's a daita lachzor, you leave kodim shoshim yom. Daita lachzor, he has to do bidiko bia. Because what's going to be, you're going to come later, kisharal over, loving an abayira. What kind of problem is it? The raisa problem. Now, the parallel case of ein daita lachzor says, I don't have to worry. I don't have to do bidiko bia before I leave. Even though we're talking about without bita, because that's the only time there'd be a problem if it's daita lachzor. So, I see in Rashi already, internally in the sugya, you have to always recognize that daita lachzor is the problem case, and daita lachzor is okay. You don't have to do anything. If the stakes for daita lachzor to require bidiko bia is, again, not because you're mekayim any chiyuvim of later on, because you're worried about what will be later on, what type of a problem are you worried about? Daraisa. Apparently that's all we have to worry about to require you to bidiko bia. So then the ein daita lachzor solves the daraisa too. With me, everybody? I just want to make a similar type of a cheshbin with Mapolis, with Otsar. Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying you do it yet. I don't know anything about that. I'm just saying, whatever it is, we haven't figured out why it solves the problem. That's where we're going. I'm not yet explaining. I'm just making a cheshbin with you. That I think that within Rashi, there's a consistency. Because given that the issue that Rashi explains for Rava, why you have to do bidiko bia when you left and you're intending to come back, but you left way before Pesach, seems to be a problem of a doraisa. Because apparently only that would be what would require you to have to be proactive. So then it follows that if you're not intending to go back, we solve the doraisa. That's all. That's all I said. Why it's up to Daraisa, that's where we're heading. I want to just show you a similar point with Mapolis. Because when we talk about Otsar, so Rashi says the problem of the issue over here is why is it seemingly okay when you make an Otsar over your Chametz? And again, if you're going away way before Pesach and you are not intending to clear it out, so it's fine, but if it's within the 30 days, then lo zel biura, the chatchila, you have to do it. It's chal already achiyuv. So Rashi says this is a case of mapolis. What is the basis for mapolis? Why is it okay? So Rashi, we saw yesterday, seems to learn, doesn't quote Xeris HaKasuv, and other Rishonim ask, and Rashi seems to say it's not Yirah. It's not seen, Rashi, but Mitzia even more clear. But it's not a problem at all. Midaraisa. Again, according to Rashi, it has to follow that way from our Gemara. Other Rishonim take the Rinu Peretz. No, Rav Chisda saying, Sarach Shevatel, he's saying, on top of a bitl, you have to have a bitl. Then there was another bitl, a decision you made, or the smack, or the Tosef Rashi, you had to do bitl, otherwise there's no way you can allow this to be not about Yirah. It's you have chametz just because it's covered up. What about Vayatmin? I mean, there has to be some way to solve it on the Midrash level because of Bittel. The Ran went with the Gzera and the Kasa. Rashi also learned from Midrash, it's not a problem without quoting anything. But again, it's a Gemara. According to Rashi, it's our Gemara. Because why does Rava hold that if it's Daito Lefanoso, if you're going to be clearing it out sometime before the end of Pesach, your intention is to do that, even though you're making this oat, so you're bringing in your grain well before Purim. Why is it going to be required of you? You don't have a chiyuv beer yet. It's before Purim. The answer is because what's going to be? It's going to be is that afterwards you're going to have a bayira. That's the issue of bayira for us. What kind of bayira? The rice? Because otherwise there'd be no reason to require you to be proactive for drabonas. And again, if it's not intention is not to clear it, then it would be fine. So again, in Rashi, the whole issue has to be a derisa. So you see, Mapolas is in a case where you're not going to clear it. So then everything is fine. How could it be fine? You have chametz in your house. It's covered up. It's not near it. So you see that Mapolas is a ptur derisa. So in other words, the mechanics of the sugya themselves all point, they're consistent within each other, according to Rashi. Okay, now we have to deal with the real nitty-gritty. So what exactly is it based on? Why, where does Rashi depart from everybody else's assumptions that there should be a real requirement to do with the rice or something to solve your problem? Bitu should be required. How could it not be a bayir bayir matzah if you have chametz in your house under... Let's take a big case. The harder case, of course, is the case now of going out with Shayara. What happened to the halacha by Rabbi Matzeh? The way the Tosa Rush asked the Kash, just notice, and here we get to the question of whether it's chametz yidua and yidua. I have to get to that, but the assumption that Rush is it's chametz and yidua. The Rush asked the Kash and Rashi. He died to lachzer afil mirash hashanah nami pirush Rashi the chihada mea pesach avalei. Rashi can't mean you're not violating any issue of owning chametz unless you see it. The halok siv lo sira chametz doesn't say in the pasuk you can't see chametz. El lo yirah. The mashma lo yelocha chametz mokam roili riyah. She'ena mutman. It shouldn't be in an area that's potentially visible, that's visible. Not that you have to see it. You don't have to see it. It has to be, you can't have chametz in a visible location. So the assumption of Tosa Rush is what's our situation? This is going to be obviously relevant for the Mashal. The assumption of Tosa Rush is that this chametz, you know about it? You know it exists? You don't know it exists. What does he say? Hachash en yodea sheyesh chametz betoch beiso. En yodua. And can have a salad amazing. Elam can roeu. Okay, so what is he saying in Rashi? That point is until you when you see it, then you're amazed. Before you see it, of course it's about your right, because it's not about seeing the chametz, it's about the chametz being in a visible place. Elashiga salad by Rabbi Matsaika. Even if it's ain't right to lachzar, yehizokok levayer. Sheim yishar chametz toch beisel b'shogegish kani sabayira bayimatzei. So what is his taina on the Rashi? He understands what Rashi is trying to do here, but he's saying, but at the end of the day, there is still a shogeg bayira. You know, he's already assuming for Rashi what we're going to see in the mashal more varucha that the case is a chametz that you don't know about. So he understands that you can say that you're not going to have a mazid, but he says you have to obviously have a bayira, because bayira doesn't mean you can't see the chametz. Bayira means it shouldn't be in a place that's visible. Okay, so the difference is, but you don't know if you have it. So when you see it, you have a violation of the mazid. So he says, but I still don't understand Rashi. Why? Because if you're leaving before Pesach, before Purim, and you're going to come back, I mean, even if you don't come back, that's the point. If you don't come back, their contract. You're not coming back. So why is it okay for you? You can have a shoget. You buy a shoget. Even if you're not coming back, it's a shoget. And therefore, nearly the Mayer Bibitlo. And it goes on, and the Bidaita Lavzer Tzorach Livdok Uvar Menabayis from Gzer Dumasir Mechla Kishiyachzer. But the reason why, when you're not intending to come back, you don't have to do anything is because it's bittel. You did bittel. Interesting that the Rush did not ask a different kasha on Rashi. What didn't the Rush ask on Rashi? Just want to think of that. What didn't the Rush ask on Rashi? What other problem could you oppose on Rashi? He says it's a problem because it's Ba'i Rabbi Shogeg. So if even how could Rashi say that ain't daita lachzer? You don't have to do anything. If you didn't do bittul, how can you say that? You have a Ba'i Rabbi Shogeg. What else could the Rush that we've seen other Rishonim ask on Rashi in other instances? What didn't the Rush ask on Rashi? Bayat. Okay, keep that in mind. Okay, it's interesting, right? The Rush did not ask Bayat. He asked him, Ba'i Rabbi Shogeg. So you should have to do your Bidika Bir because of Ba'i Rabbi. Even Eidara, you didn't do bittul. You should have to do... You have to do your because you're going to have a shogeg about your. But meanwhile, the Rush is assuming that the case is chametz is not yedua. Otherwise, it'll be amazing. But he assumes it's not yedua, so it's the shogeg. But you should still have to do kavir because of your halacha because of evaluation of shogeg. Yes.
Doesn't the Rush ask that question elsewhere? So.
Well. Yeah, I don't know. So you have to know. Did the Rush ask the kasha by Yatman later, or is it Tosafot ben Peretz? What did the Rush did ask him on Lamed by Yatman? Yeah. Yeah, he asked it over there. Bechinam, no, wait a second. I'm meeting the Rush in Lamed Aleph. We read it yesterday. Bechinam Pirish came. Rashi says you need a bittul because you might uncover it. The Yavar Bal Yirah, Bechinam Pirish came. The Filoi Fikyachagal over Bal Yimatzeh Shrei Tamud Hu Beshusa. Correct. Yes. So there he does, and he does Taina because of Tamud. Yeah. So it's and I have a deal. I don't know if I have an answer. I'm just noting. The Rush did not ask here from Bal Yatman. He asked it over there from Tamud Hu Beshusa.
There you know your
comments
under the.
Okay. So what? So it's not Bal Yatman.
Bal Yatman.
Okay. So you're saying good. You're saying good. You're saying if you don't know, but the Chum, it's not Bal Yatman. Now, Bal Yatman is yesterday he was saying even if you know about it, but your intention was to cover the chametz because you're making an otsa. That was the chiddush of the Taz. That, of course, the Rush doesn't agree with. That's for the otsa. You know, it happened by itself. That was even easier, right? It happened by itself. Right. Your point is like this: the Rush would hold that if Mapoles falls on it, you didn't actually cause it to fall. It's still Bal Yatman because there is chametz that you know about. You're saying if you don't know about the chametz, it can't be Bal Yatman. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. That's good. So it could be. Let's hold that thought. Yeah. If the case would be chametz chain of reshuso, I mean chametz chain yodua, and you're leaving your house, could be it's not Bal Yatman because you don't know about the chametz. Yeah. It's good. So therefore, the Rush didn't ask Bal Yatman; he only asked Bal Rabbi Shogi. Okay. But we still have to deal with the crux of the problem. In other words, Umaisa, it doesn't say lo sira chametz, it says lo yira. So Umaisa, if you didn't do bittul, how can you allow a person to leave before Purim and not even not worry about bittul and not worry about anything? And even if he doesn't know about the chametz, but it could be b'shogig about yira. Bal Yatman, maybe he's saying not because if you didn't know about the chametz, not Bal Yatman. Good, yeah. It's good. That's a good question. Could be in light of yesterday's lundis that if bayatman means that you're holding on to it in a manner of hatmana, so then by definition, if it's a shogeg, if you don't know the chametz, it's not called yatman. Yeah, it's a chiddush a bit, but look, the rest of the bayatman over here. So there's something to say. Yeah.
Rabbi. Doesn't Rashi explicitly say that Bal Yatman is even if you intentionally hide it on Daf Hei Amud Beis?
That Rashi we had yesterday, the question of the Girsa Biyad or Kedei. What we originally said in the Girsa Biyad, that was a riot to the Taz. The Taz said that in the case of Mapoles, it wouldn't be Bal Yatman because since it fell of its own accord and you didn't actually bury the chametz, it wouldn't go under Bal Yatman.
So it's a different girsa, and Rashi's not saying you intentionally.
It could be true for Rashi regardless of the girsa. If the girsa is biyad, then it's even a support to the taz of svara. But it could be pshat and Rashi. Rashi can hold that way regardless, whether Rashi said it explicitly or not. If you have a little bit of a girsa that supports, it's even nicer. But the taz made that point for the answer to the kasha by Mapolis, why it's not by Yatmin, because it happened by itself. And then we went beyond that with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we'll see even today even further, but he said that the case of Otsar is not called by Yatmin because your agenda was not to bury the chametz, your agenda was to make an Otsar, to bring Tvua and Memele, the chametz got covered. That's also not called by Yatmin, even though there was a Maisa B'Yadayim. Not everybody, and the smack, if you remember, he said the reason you need Bittul, Rav Chisda says you need Bittul by the case of Mapolis is because of Yatmin. So obviously, his assumption is the chametz is tamun. That's a violation. That's what Bayi Matzah is marba to us. That even if it's tamun, so there is, it doesn't matter if it happened by itself or you did it. But the Taz already opened up the door for us that Rashi could hold. Otherwise, Rashi could hold that it's only when you're matmin, and maybe the Giras of Rashi of Biyad would work that way. Would be supportive of that. And over here, we have an interesting issue of that the Rashi did not ask him about Yatmin, and you're saying good. You're saying that since Rashi anyway is learning that Rashi is assuming that the case was that Chametz is not known, so the Rashi only asked, but it's a b'shogig about Yireh. But he doesn't ask about Yatmin because it could be if you don't know about the Chametz, so we'll say this word, that you don't know about the Chametz, not called by Yatmin. Could be. But what about the Ba'al Yireh? Does it? You don't have to see the Chametz. So how could Rashi allow this to just be, you can just leave? And everything is good, even though it's bito, before Purim you left, and there's no problem with the rice.
Is there what to make within Rashi when you compare Mapolis to Tikkun
Mapolis? So the Rashi says, yes, so the answer is simple. You're asking why is there a bito, and by Otsa we don't require bito. So the answer is, that Rashi says, Shomi Fakir Chagal. The reason for the bit, Rashi says, is a technical concern. You might uncover the thing. But that's not the case here. It's Ain't Daito Fanosa. So there's not going to be a concern. So there are two Mahalchim. Again, we'll try to like tweak maybe each of them, because each one by itself, we're going to run into issues. But at least the basic outline of the two approaches are the Mashal and the Mashal. And the Mashal, let's start with the Mashal. So again, the questions are obvious. And what do we do with Rashi here from the problems that we're facing as far as why Rashi can allow the sugya to be without bittul and still only talk about a problem of when he comes back and then he'll see the chametz, then yavar olav. Rashi is saying something. Uksha ra'o over olav, right? But before that, everything is fine. And if it's before, and it's, as long as the chiyuv wasn't chal on you yet, Rav is fine with you leaving before Purim, and you're not coming back till after Pesach. Beautiful. What do you mean? You have chametz in your house. So the mashal, mashma, he says, she'al mashem matza eina over kozman shelo ra'o sa'arat afilo bitlo. Right? That's the Rashi, that put the Rashi together. The problem is, if you're coming back, oh, you'll come, you'll see the chametz. Ooh, now it's a problem. So therefore, you have to do your bedika beer because of that eventuality. But if you don't come back, if you're not, and if, before you find it, ain't it over, even though you didn't do bittul. Dover temahu. To tell it, nehi shelo haya biyad levayer. True, I wasn't in the position to do beer. Mikol makom chametz shelo bevesohu. But over the Baal Yeroa calls Manshelo Bitlo. That's the obvious kasha. How did the Ran formulate the kasha? Who remembers? Interesting expression. The Ran says, the Chidushim, it should be like what pasuk that he quotes? Kobucha. Yeah. In other words, why? Because the Maisa, there's something to be said. It's not so accessible. You're away. You're Medina Sayyam. You're in the Midbar. You're wherever. But the answer is Bechol Gvulcha also says that you're not living there, you're living in your house, and it's you own the area there where the chametz is. Bechol Gvulcha goes into the same issue. So if you're somewhere else and your house is here, so it's equivalent of Gvulcha. That's how the Ran asked the kash. Okay, so what does the Mashal say? Mashal says Vanir Beinai Lefarish. So here he sets up the case. The Mari Besafek Shelo Yada Bevada Sheyesh Lo Chametz Beveso. So we already saw in the Tosa Rush the assumption that the case is that it's chametz she'ena yodua. But now he explains it a little more. He says, it's chametz she'eino yoda. You don't know that you have chametz. And he quotes a Yerushalmi, v'chen yisa b'Yerushalmi, that's what the Ran quoted as well, and the Ran didn't like it. This is why Mashar is going to go in a different direction as well, but the Ran quoted a Yerushalmi. Did we read that Ran yesterday? Because Shem B'Yerushalmi is Suffolk. Avo b'vada efim Yerushalmi. So there is a Yerushalmi like this. There's vada, if you know for sure that you have chametz, then even before Shoshim Yom, if it's chametz yadua, zakuk levaya. The Ran thought that Agamar doesn't agree because the Lashon Agamar was Ein Zokok Levayer, not Ein Zokok Livdok. Mashma, even by Chametz Yodua. But the Mashal is going with Yerushalmi. And again, he's not the first. The Tosef Rashi also assumes that the case is that you don't know that. So what is the Ma'il of Chametz She'ena Yodua? So here already, there are indications that a person is not over by Yirah b'chametz she'eino yadua. There's a Tosus on Chaf Aleph. It may not be a perfect analogy, but there is a Tosus like that on Chaf Aleph. There's a lesson that they bring from Tosus, v'iyash minam chaya. Ein yadua heichan hu. Tosus says, some understand Tosus to mean that you're not over by Yirah b'chametz she'eino yadua. It's only chametz that you're aware of, that you're holding on to, that's a violation. Now, the Mashal looks at it as if an onus. I don't know. L'chur, that's not necessarily true. We'll see in a minute the lashon of the Mashal. And you could have done bedikah. So I don't know what he means by saying onus, but let's take a look at the words. The Marib is suffix, shal yod avad ha-shir shal chametz, v'chen yisab yushalmi, m'shamachi ena over el mishas ha-yidiyah. But he wonders, he says, so wait a second, you're coming in the yantif, when are you coming? And Rashi holds, you can't burn it. That kimosha hayarata sounds like the reason why any yadua, you're not violating because you've been honest. That to me is very hard to swallow. Honest, you could have done the dika. So what's the problem? You come back, yantif, you can't burn it. Cholmar, you burn it first opportunity. So what's the problem? You're an honest now, like you were honest before. It sounds like the maila, the advantage of chametz can do is you're an honest. You're tired, shem yisatzel. So what's the problem? You're an honest now. So I think if we would try a little bit to tweak this, there's a whole literature about chametz and yadua. Not because of an anus. Chametz and yadua ain't over alot. That's the klal. So it's chametz and yadua. So therefore, what's the problem? You're going to come back and then you'll encounter the chametz. So then what? So the lesson of Rashi, kishara'ahu over olav. So maybe let's take one step back for a second. Let's first talk about the very Allah itself. If you tell me chametz she'eino yadua over olav, I have a simple question. How can Rashi say in the very beginning of the Mishnah that the reason why you do bedikas chametz is shelo yabai b'yimatze? You're searching chametz by definition, you don't know. Right? You don't know this chametz. So just do nothing. And Rashi's mashma midaraisa shaliyafa. But how could it be midaraisa chiyuv of bedika if you're only talking about chametz she'eino yadua? Get the Marashal's quoted an onus. Hard to imagine it's an onus. I mean, after all, where do you do bedika? Malkam shemachlisim b'chametz. Right? The person that has chametz, he used chametz. He's not like, so there's very possible chametz here. Therefore, you're an anus, and you didn't do bedika. So the words anus, kemosh hayat, I don't know. Elamai will say a new klal. A klal is, chametz yen yadua ein over olav. But then, well, how can you have halacha bedikas chametz at all? Yeah?
I mean, just about the first one, anus, This is before we create a chiyuv b'dika, tok shloshim, and maybe even before kodem shloshim. So at the moment, it's only a chiyuv b'dika or bito on Yom Yadalit. So
Leil Yadalit, midaraisa. There's a din of b'dikas chametz midaraisa, according to Rashi? Yes.
Yeah, but then you're not there at that point. So once you're not there, so then
no.
It's
an anus. Gemara, yeah, you're an anus because you're not there.
You're an anus, you're not there, and then later on, you never had a chiyuv until you get back.
So let's go back. The Tosafot Rashi didn't call it an anus. What did Tosafot Rashi call it? A shogeg. Shogeg. A shogeg, I understand. You don't know if it's chametz, even though more likely than not it is chametz. Okay. Shogeg. So that was his problem. He was not happy to say that it's, you don't know about the chametz. He says, you still have to worry about it's still a shogeg, so you should have to do bedika because it's shogeg. So what did Mashal do? He took it a step further. He says, but chametz yedua, even without bitri, not over. But why? So the way it sounds from his language is anus. And then he takes it and says, so then when you find the chametz, so you, on Yom Tov, apparently you can't burn it, and chomer, you burn it right away. So you're an anus now, like you're an anus before. It sounds like the reason why in yedua, chametz yedua, you're not over because of an anus. Why you couldn't? I'd call it a shogeg, not an anus.
No, it sounds, that sounds like about the follow-up question. When he gets back, he's
an honest. Right, no, but no. Kemosha haya arata. Look at the words. So he wonders, he says, "What? So you, as soon as you get back, do what you need to do. If yantif, you can't burn it, fine. In kin anasu, kemosha haya arata. And chalamad, you sepan on the yad. What's kemosha haya arata?
Isn't he saying that he was onus before because he wasn't at home? He was... 40 miles away, so there's no way.
40 miles away, but having chametz in your yeshus is an anus. You could have done bedika before you left. You left at the time. You could have done.
There was no. There was nothing over him. He's onus to get out of being over the iser now, but before there was no iser. So right now, the whole time we're basically.
Why was, but you have to, it's like a circle, you're going circular reasoning. Why is there no Isra Chametz Shani Yadua? See, I'm going out of the circle. I'm saying there's a cloud. The Marshal didn't say in those words. I want to say that there's a cloud. Maybe it tells us Chafalos Mashma that way. That the Torah only was Machayu by Rabbi Matse of Chametz Yadua. Chametz Yadua is no violation. Now I have another problem. Okay, frying pan to the fryer, right? So how could it be a Dim Dikas Chametz Midaraisa? I'll answer it. But, okay, but I'm saying that, not anus. Fundamentally, the Issa by Yeraya is only for Chametz Yadua. The Mashal doesn't give any indication that he meant that way. He said, well, what's the big deal? So now you'll come back on Yom Tov, you can't burn it. So you're an anus, still anus like before. It sounds like the tour until now is anus. All I saw in Tosa Rush was that it could be a shogeg. I don't hear why it should be an anus. You didn't do bedika. You have chametz in your shoes. You don't know that.
Can Rebbe explain to me what the circular reasoning was that before you came home, the onus was a different onus, but you still was onus because
you're away. First of all, you probably couldn't have done bito, but all right, you're away, so you couldn't do bidika. You couldn't do bidika and beer, but you could have done it before you left. So how can you call the fact that you couldn't physically do your beer when you were away an onus? That for chametz that you don't know if you have it, so you couldn't do bedika and you don't know if you have it. You're an anus, but you could have checked for it before you left. So now when you're physically away, you can't check, but you could have checked before you left. So why, if now that you left and didn't do what you should have done before you left, or you didn't do bedika before you left, now you considered an anus? It's
different. It's not as much of an onus as, like, I don't know, a tornado wrecking.
How can that absolve you by your matse if you could have checked before you left and now you're not in a position to check and you may have chametz and you don't know? And maisa, you do have chametz. So maisa, you do have chametz, but you don't know if you have chametz and you could have checked to see if you have chametz and you didn't check. And now we're saying, so you're not violating by Rabbi Matzei, even b'shogeg, because you're an anus. Why are you an anus?
Maybe because at the time that you left, the chiyuv wasn't chal. At the time that you left, because you left kodem, it's not chal, so then you wouldn't have any, there's no reason to do it.
Granted. The chiyuv wasn't chal, but the fact is the Torah doesn't want you to have chametz in Pesach, and you use chametz in this house over Pesach, very possible that there's chametz in your house. You just don't know. And you didn't check for it. And now you're away in our position to check. We call that an onus? That's my problem here. I agree, there's no chiyuv, but you could have checked. You didn't.
Isn't there a similar example in the Gemara right before here about Kofa Lavas Akli? There's a whole, the Kesef Mishnah gives like three terutzim to the Rambam as to why, even though you didn't do Betel, and so Midaraisa, you have a chiyuv to destroy the chametz, you still, the machzik ledvrayim, or sheva al tasa, and in the explanation of one of those, he says, all right, so even though you have Midaraisa, you have a chiyuv to destroy it, because the rabbis told you not to do it, you're an onus, and therefore you're fine. But I was then, if you checked harder beforehand, if you had actually looked for it, you would have found it and you would have got rid of it. So it's your fault.
The difference between harder, yeah, but I understand. But that is, well, you did check. You just didn't check good and well enough. Here, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. Right? And yet, the Makam Shemachli Simbachamitz, where it is. You just don't know for sure. A lot harder to scratch it up to our situation. No? So, he spoke for you. Okay. Look, so for the Mashal himself, I don't know why he called an onus, but let's try a variation. So let's say, okay, it's not that it's an onus inherently. It goes the opposite. It's not that there is a bal yirah, but you're an onus. How can you call it an onus? The answer is to the contrary. Chomis she'ini yodua eina ofa. That's the cloud. And there's a lot, there's achron talk about this, that maybe a tosis on chafal is like this. The only time there's a real violation, strictly speaking, is if you have chametz that you are aware of. In other words, chametz shein yadua is not a violation. Not because you're an onus, because it's not what the Torah asks. Okay? But now our next question now would jump up at us. And how could Rashi learn pshat in the Mishnah that you have to do bedikas chametz? Shulah Yavar Ba Yiraya. To the contrary, if you're doing Bidika, by definition means you don't know. So if you don't know, then why stir the pot? In other words, if you're fine. So why would there be Halach Midaraisa do Bidika if it comes to you do it in overall? So this is a kasha many Achronim ask, the Prichadash, the Primagadim, because they all entertain this as a shita, that Chametz Shiyadur in overall. Now, Mashal doesn't elaborate, he calls it an anus, but there is a Mahalach in Achronim. The chametz she'ina du'a ain over ala. And then they wonder, so like what? And they ask variations of this kasha, Safik deraisa, midaraisa lukula, according to the Rambam. So, Savaita, why is there a din to bedikas chametz, shulayav ba'yiraya? I mean, like, basically, what? Leave it alone. And you do it in over ala. So the Pichadash tries to say, but it's like a chazaka that it's here, or it's karvuvada, it's like, it's chazik. The primigadim, it's a taflamid gimel, I believe, says, I'll tell you why. Because this chametz shein yadua could become chametz yadua. What do you have to do, bedikah b'deraisa? Because what could happen? You'll find it on Pesach. So what does she say? And then you'll, okay, so maybe you'll find it, you right away take care of it. She says, again, like the Mashal says here, maybe you'll delay. I think we can just take it one step further. Maybe like this. It's not that the Torah is saying, do bedika because then you might the Torah hagufa, the Torah wants you. Bal Yirah says we want you to seek out the chametz in a chanami, but any yadua you're not over. But the Torah wants, that's what Torah wants you to do. The Torah wants you to go and search out chametz that you might have. That's the din, and get rid of it. So to the extent that the Torah said Bal Yirah, the Torah is giving you a directive. It's not a contradiction. Mitzad echad, you're not over if it's not yadua. Mitzad sheni, the Torah says, you might end up finding it. And therefore, the Torah says, go ahead, be proactive, and look out, search. But again, this would be the approach of the Mashal within Rashi. So it's only kisharal overlap. Now, the Mashal, here again, we can sort of part ways somewhat with the Mashal. Mashal says, so what does Rashi mean, kisharo over love? Not the second you see it, but you'll be misatso. You'll take a few minutes. In other words, the time it takes to burn it, if you acted immediately, that wouldn't be a problem. The Lashon Rashi is not mashma that way. The Lashon Rashi is mashma as soon as you see it over a love, right? Now, there is a Rashi on the days with the Gush Kuyafa. The Rashi says that you'll be, you know, you'll hesitate, and then you'll end up, you know, for those few seconds, you're over. There's a big difference. Because that we're talking about a person who did what they should do. They did bittul. But, right, or the opposite, they did bedika, but maybe they missed something. So they did something. And now they might find guska yafa. So then you could say that if the second you see it, if you tend to it, it's not a problem. But over here, it's different. He didn't do anything until now.
Rebbe, but if we're saying that chametz she'ein yodua is there's no chiyuv bechlal, then in this case you really didn't do nothing because you didn't have any.
But that's the point. The Torah wanted you to go search it out. The Torah wants you, even though there's in over by any yodua, but the Torah saying by yira, the Torah is saying to you, I want you to seek out chametz. There's two things going on. L'maisa, you're not over if you don't know about it. But the Torah wants you. It's not like the Torah is, it's not that you're searching because you just like you search for worms in your lettuce. So you might have worms and you don't know about it and you're going to be violating Bishogi Ba'onis. No. If you don't know about it, there would be no violation. But Bayi Roya is a way of telling you, Rabbi Yid, do Bedika. See to it that you're not going to have comment. So the Torah is speaking al hasafik. There's two things going on. Do you have a bayi roya l'maisa if you don't know about it? Answer is no. But by saying bayi roya, the Torah could be saying, I want you to seek out the maybe because you might find it later on, whatever. But the Torah is saying, go ahead and seek out the chametz. Now, if a person didn't do it, and then they end up finding the chametz, it could be that the time it takes to burn it is not going to help him. He has no allowance for the time it takes to burn it. Because if he didn't act beforehand to do what the Torah wanted him to do, then he instantly is over by your eyes. So I'm quibbling with the mashal on a few points. In other words, the mashal's formulation of onus, we don't understand. So we don't want to say it's not based on onus. It's based on the klal itself, that any adua is not, you're not over. Either the Torah says to do bedikas chametz, it could be the Torah has in mind, you might end up finding later on. But the Torah is saying, do bedika. But when the Torah said, do bedika, if you did bedika and you found chametz later, so then you would still have the time it takes to burn it right away. It's only if you take a little more time is a problem. That's because you did bedika. You just missed something. But okay, so this, when you were away, you could have done it before and you didn't, and now you come up on Pesach and you find it. It could be, even if you attend to it right away, it doesn't help you. Because here, you could have acted before, you did nothing. So Rashi's lashon is meduyak. We're going to go with the basic approach of the mashal. That's chametz she'ein yodua. You're not over on chametz she'ein yodua because that's the klal, but at your own risk, so to speak. That if you end up finding chametz, then immediately over alav. So that's Rabbi's taina. Therefore, since l'maisa you're going to end up finding the chametz later, you immediately have no recourse. You're over alav. Therefore, you have to do bedika beforehand. Even though it's before the Shas HaChiyuv. Again, that's what we're talking about. Before Lamed Yom. But L'maisa, if you could have done Bedika and you didn't, even though it's tricky, the Torah didn't, there's no Chalos HaChiyuv yet. But L'maisa, as soon as you see it, you'll be violating it. So then we could really say the Rashi means literally Kisharel over Olav. I don't know. It's a little bit of a, you know, you have to kind of finesse a lot of different things. But basically, the mahalach of the mashal is we're talking chametz in yodua. The mashal calls it an onus. We want to say even separate from onus. The Tosfos calls it a shogeg. We're saying it's better than that. Better than shogeg, it's better than onus. And the Torah could still have a halacha b'digas chametz. Say what you want. Say what the Prima Gadim says because you might find it later. Say what we want to add. But umay, so we could also say kishor over love miyad. Because if you could have done bedika beforehand and then you end up finding chametz later on, it could be that that's not enough to say the time it takes to do the beer is not included. Just like we had before with the Rashi and Daftar and the days, with the Tshuva Saran, if you remember, that the Shas HaShbasa, if the Torah has certain expectations of you, of all you might say, then that means you have to have done it all beforehand. And you don't have the allowance of the time it takes to burn it, because the Torah would have expected you to be proactive. So similar over here. So kishiro overlap means literally when you encounter the chametz. This is all the perspective of the mashal. Again, he ends up just with the other shittas. He says, if you're going to learn that zadei chametz, not like he wants to say from the Yerushalmi and Rashi, then you have no choice. He says, but to say it's bibitlo, and that's what other rishonim say, like the Ran. This is the approach of the mashal. Questions? Yeah.
To clarify, is everything possible that chametz when you do like?
No, as soon as you see it, it's not in your door. See, the question is only the following. If we say that there's no a violation in your door, but obviously once it's your door, you're violating. The question is only the second you get to it. The second you see it, you do something, you dispose of it. Would that still put you in violation because it became a chametz yadua? But you dealt with it right away. So if you did a bedikah beforehand, and then you end up stumbling on chametz right away, and you dealt with it right away, so it could be that you wouldn't violate. Because right away, because as soon as you saw it, you did biur. But if you didn't do anything beforehand. And then, so again, Kozman was any Yadua, you're not over. Yadua, that's what I say. But then Kishir Ra'ahu, over Olav. Immediately. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to suggest that Rashi's Ra'ahu over Olav doesn't mean the extra few seconds, like in Rashi Amid Beis. Rashi Amid Beis is discussing when you did a Bedika before. We're saying when you didn't do a Bedika before. It's a Chiddush, because Lamai said the Bedika before and was before the Shas Achiv. Again, maybe it is a little bit of a circular reasoning. You know, it's Lamaisa, there wasn't a Chiv yet. But Lamaisa, you could have done something. I'm still saying, if you could have done something, then Kivra Shirel over love Miad.
You had the opportunity to do.
You had the opportunity before you went off on your journey.
Miad, like you don't have the opportunity to do.
Right. In other words, even if you will destroy it right away, or if it's on Yantif itself, when the Torah knew that you don't have a right to do Avar on Yantif. But once it turns into chametz yadua, then overall. Once it turns into chametz yadua, overall, the mashal is putting into Rashi the fact that you have to yisher rega echad, just come back from the road. I think we can change some of the variables here. The basic outline is the same, that it's because of chametz sheni yadua. But we're trying to say that Rashi's lashon ra'ahu overall is miad. And it's different than Rashi Amid Beis. Okay, this is the Mashal. Let's go to the Mashal. Mashal, unlike the Mashal, he wants to learn that the Sugya is discussing even Chametz Yadua. Now again, here, we're going to say something in the Mashal, but I think we're going to end up maybe suggesting something a little different than what the Mashal himself said. The Mashal quotes the Mashal, Kasa Mashal, Mashmid the Mashimatsa in Ober, Kosman Shalom Ra, Dabatemahu, Chametz Shalom Beveso, the Ober Allah, the Bayira, Akalashono, Vili Nira, the Vadai Iri Afishi Yeshlo Vadai Chametz Beveso. No, we're certainly talking about even when you have Vadai Chametz. And nevertheless, here, what's our problem? You left Kodem Shoshim Yom. Why? You didn't do bitul, right? That was our point in Rashi. Nevertheless, kishe ein dai telachzar ein zaku gavaya says the Rasha the following lesson. The reason why, when you are going on a far distance from your chametz, from your house, and you're not going to be back the whole time during Pesach, you don't have to do any biur chametz. Is the asauhu kinafla alab mapoles the mevatlo v'dayo v'chein katzavaran. Now, what's interesting is this: mapoles mevatlo v'dayo. He quotes that mevatlo v'dayo, but he's saying pshat and Rashi. And the whole point of Rashi, as we're seeing all along, is Rashi is discussing without bittul. So right away, something doesn't sound right to our ears. Okay, but the answer is the mapoles, the bittul is a drabana. For a specific reason, right? The reason of Rashi says you might not cover. Here, that reason doesn't apply. So, okay. So, what Mashar is saying essentially is, he's quoting them, Mevatel V'dayo, but what he means essentially is, because he's learning Pshat and Rashi, that the halacha of Mapolis, that Midoraisa, Hareil Kimavur Midoraisa, okay, there's a technical reason you need to do Bittul over there, but that's not relevant for us. But the fundamental P'tur by Mapolis applies over here by Yotzi L'Shayar, by Mefarsh V'Shayar. That's what he's saying. He says, Asa'uhu, Kinafla of Mapolis. In other words, this is the equivalent of a case where the chametz is under a rubble. You are totally in a far away distant place from your house where the chametz is. That's Mapolis. That's the P'tur D'Oraisa of Mapolis, because we're talking about Bittul. It's the P'tur D'Oraisa. The Chen Katz of Haran. And he says, how do I know that this is all what's going on here in the sugi that's based on Mapolis? The Chen near the Medami Lola Otsar. The Gemara right away has another application of Rava's Shita by Otsar, Shein Dai Dulfanoso, which is the quase equivalent of Ein Dai Talachzor, Shapira Shvashi Behedya, the Havali Kinefel of Mapolis. Now, the Mashal goes on with more details, but here, again, we have to start digging and struggling, because in the middle of the words of the Mashal, V'chein Kasav Haran, and we noted the Ran yesterday, and we should all be jumping out of our seats, V'chein Kasav Haran, is that what the Ran is saying? Is the Ran saying, did the Ran say, he used those words, Asa'ut, did he mean that Mid'oraisa, there's no halacha to do Bittul here, Midaraisa, just as Mapolis, there's no need for Bittul Midaraisa. Rabosai, we learned around yesterday. Why is Mapolis not a violation Midaraisa, Harel Kimivor? What did the Ran say for that? There's a Kosav and Yachalavaro. Okay, so you say it's here too, and Yachalavaro because you're far away. Is that really a good analogy? In Yachalvaro, but a Mapolis, the Chametz is under the Bravo. It's not the Chametz, it's in Yachalvaro. Here, you're far away. Sir Sakasib was Mapolis with the Chametz itself. Moreover, the Ran himself says in the Chidushim that what's our Sugya discussing? What's at stake in our Sugya? What is the halacha? Why in Zakagavar? What kind of halacha are we discussing? The Raisa, the Rabbanan. The Ran goes out there, the sheet of Tosus and Abbeis. Here, at least, the Ran is going that way. He mentions him that in the beginning also. That is issue of Yavul Ochlo. The Ran himself says in the Chidushim, what our situation is discussing, where you have Bittul, is absolutely not like Rashi. The Ran was asking on Rashi. The very Ran of Chidushim is asking on Rashi that how could Rashi say that there's the Rosh Hashanah Nami. That Shero over a love in a bar kosher in a zakuvar damin bittul mi a bel boy. The Ran himself says it is a requirement of bittul. El kachrei lomar, the Ran says, the kodim shloshim yom goes kikuch cham levayer mid bittul sagi midoraisa sagile. And he goes on. He says the ches benis because lo asir lemechal minei. That's the Ran's pshat in the sugya. I watched the Russian Ran that the quote that the Mashal quotes in the Ran al Arif, that Asa'uhu. What does the Ran mean by that? So what's the Russian of the Ran again that the Mashal quotes? He says, "Ibiel Yasugya is talking that you know the chametz, not like the Yerushalmi, right? Ein zok levayer." So he says, "Masv even Yeshel Chametz Yerdua Lefisha Sa'u kechametz Nafam Apolus Tisagule Bibitul Be'alma." What does he mean? Yeah, meaning that you don't need what? The sagi bittul be'alma. What do you mean sagi bittul be'alma? You don't need bedika. What was the din by Mapolis? That midoraisa hariyo kimavur, because of what we said, was exeris kasav, the mechilta. But then there's a halacha bittul, and then you don't need to do, but usually bittul, you need also beer. The chachamim require bedikah and beer. That you don't need to do. You can just let it be with bittul alone. So they don't need to do on top of the bittul. But the bittul over there is only drabanan, and the bittul over here would be d'oraisa. The Ran didn't mean to make an equation on a d'oraisa level between Mapolis and Yotzei L'Shayara. The Ran just meant on the technical level, drabanan, on top of whatever the bittul was and why you did it, but now do you have to also do a bidika bia, which is generally required after, even if you have bittel. But why you have the bittel over there, it could be drabana. Why you have the bittel over here is Ram seems to say is the rice. There's one line in the Chiddushim which I'm still struggling with. The line that we came in Shia yesterday, the Ram says in the Teda, okay, you look and you see what I'm referring to. But the Masha is learning that the approach of our sugya is chametz yadua. And the reason why there's no halacha midoraisa about Yerah is because it's mapolis. And he quotes the Ran for that. The Lashon HaRan learning differently. Asa'u is who? Who made it that way? It's not that the etzim, it's like mapolis. Mapolis is mapolis. That's a dindoraisa because it's specifically to the fact that the chametz is buried under rubble. The fact that I'm away from the house, that's not mapolis. So what does he mean, asa'uhu? The chachamim, who would normally require bidika, abir, on top of bittul, that wasn't required here. But the nice, it's interesting. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in a tshuva, kuf ayin vav. In the middle of this tshuva, he has a few things that his Shai Katz was the one he wrote the tshuva to. They know even who he was, and they have tshuvas of his, so they even quoted there. So there was something that he mentions in the middle of that tshuva, that he doesn't quote the Masha, but he learns pshat exactly what the Masha says, that the issue of no Yotzi l'shayara is mapolis. I tell you interesting, a lot of chidushim in this paragraph, but I just share it with you. Very, very geschmack, very interesting. There's a Yushalmi that discusses the Isser of Sishchad al-Chametz Dam. These are all parentheses, okay? I'll close the parentheses in a few minutes, but you'll hear what I want to bring up. There's a Yushalmi that says that on the halacha of Sishchad al-Chametz Dam Zivchi. So there's a shah later in the Gemara that whether where the Chametz has to be for a person who violates this Isser. Does it have to be imo bazara, or can even be at home? But the Yushami says a funny lesson. He says, even if it's imo birushalayim, what does that mean? This isser or sishchat has to be imo birushalayim, manafsha. It has to be with him bazara or wherever at home. What is it by birushalayim? Where does that come? The mashma, the bai shechamit b'Yerushalayim. No, said the tamola, mashachas Yerushalayim was it. Says it, b'kiv eger, in tshuva kufay and vav in middle. I'll tell you what I think is pshat in Yerushalmi. D'yesh lomar. D'adin hu, d'adin, d'im chametz shalo, hu b'medinas hayam. Let's say you have chametz overseas. V'sagar beiso. And you locked up your house. And you're on the other side of the world. The medina. The Memela EF Shalachza Lebeso Aracha Pesach. No, he's setting up the case, not just a Daitalachza. Lemaisa, the poet. You are not going to be able to get home till after Pesach. You locked up your chametz, you locked up your house. Not that you did it, you just locked up your chametz. The Alkopan, in Gam Yetzi Mibeso Kodem Lamed Yom, the Adin, the Ein Tzarech Levayer. If you left your house, kodim shloshim yom, you ain't tzarich levayer. Because of haran hatam, the asa'uhu kimapolis. Right? The Ran that the Mashal quotes. In Cain, yesh lomar, the midoraisa afilu bitul lo tzarich, kimo b'mapolis l'rashi v'haran. But Eker is saying, without quoting the Mashal, he's saying that a person who leaves his house and the chametz is on the other side of the world, and he can't get back to the chametz. This is halacha mapolis. You don't need to do bittul midrais. Wow. Wait, we'll get to halosishcha now. The after Yerushalmi spirulei the bevadai chametz afim rosh hashanah tzarich levayer. Wait, we have the Yerushalmi that says that by vadai chametz you have to be mevayer afim rosh hashanah. Yeshua said that's how drabana. People are asking for the Yerushalmi. That's a din drabana. That Yerushalmi, that even Rosh Hashanah Nami is a din drabana. Kim the osa kim the mechavin biyadayim. Midoraisa ye ain't tzarech hashbasa. Ubazei Yeshuomar, if this is all true, but he just assumed that a person who's distant from the chametz and it's not accessible to him and he can't get there over the course of Pesach, midoraisa, you're not violating anything because it's like mapoles, you don't need bittul either. Therefore, he says, you don't violate L'sisbach either. This goes back to the L'sisbach Lamdis. L'sisbach Lamdis, Dam Zivchi, says Dam Zivchi, came in Mitzubek Krab HaShbasas. So when is there a L'sisbach? the Shagas Arya's discussion. When is there a Sishcha L'Sizbach? If you're going to violate on this Chametz a violation of Bayiraya, of Tashbistu, then you have a violation of L'Sishcha. But situationally, where you wouldn't have a Wat, you wouldn't have a violation of Bayiraya of Tashbistu, there's no L'Sishcha either. In Kenya Shlomar, Nehai time will not cut a Yerushalmi apish any mabazara. Yerushalmi doesn't mean Yerushalayim. But Yerushalmi wants you to understand something. If it would say you don't have to have it bazara, it's mashma that even if the chometz was Medinas Hayam. But that's not true. If it's Medinas Hayam, you wouldn't violate L'Sishchad L'Sizbach because it wouldn't be Ba'yirah, it wouldn't be Tashbisu, even without it. Therefore, Nakat HaChometz B'Samach Lo, B'Tafas Yerushalayim, B'Wadim Yer Acheres. But by saying Yerushalayim, Asilamayit back in Machamitz Medina Sayam. So Kivagar is saying, close parentheses, right? That the Yishami's comment of Afilu Ima Yerushalayim means it has to, it doesn't have to be Azara, but of course it can't be Medina Sayam because Medina Sayam, you wouldn't have a because you wouldn't have a Tashbi, so you wouldn't have a Bayirat. And why not? Because it's Papolis. That's Mamish Tamasha. That's not Mr. Masha, you don't need bitter. And even though Yishami says Mavadi Chametz, you have to check before you leave. That's only Drabana, Midaraisa. This is Mapolis. I just have another Ma'am Malcolm that says the same thing. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Tafla Midvav also says this. He says in Sivav, Tafla Midvav Sivav, he says, Midaraisa, Midator ain't over cloud, the Ba Yiroah. A Torah Amar lo yimatzei mishen matzei biyadecha v'arei chometz zeh nechshav etzlo kechometz shenafal av mapolis ve'ein tzarech afilu vatlo midibay Torah al midibay sofrin shemina Torah in over lo avkab v'arei matzei av chometz zeh she'ein matzei etzlo b'mos ha-pesach harei etzlo kimivur. Only if you left Kodim within Shloshim, then you have no choice. You have to do it Chal already, Yechiyah. But if you leave before Shloshim, he's assuming, again, like the Mashah, without quoting it, like the Eger, this is Mapolis. So we have another Mahalch for Rashi here. Again, now the Mashah goes on with Otsar. But just take the Mashah, L'char, the Mashah quoted the Ran. The Ran, I don't understand why he's bringing the Ran as a riot to this. The Ran was talking under Rabban level. The Ran's own sheet is that way. But the idea is that Shitas Rashi, even Chametz Yadua, if you are far away from the Chametz, your Medinas Hayam and Chametz is here, you should, whatever, that's not called Bayiroah. What's the Pshat? How do I understand that? Why is it like Mapolis? What do you think? So how did Rashi learn Mapolis? It's a chazer from yesterday. What was Rashi's understanding? Not Xeris HaKas. What is it? The lesson of the Ran was Xeris HaKas, Eino Yochel Levaro. Eino Yochel Levaro sounds like the Chametz, the Etzim, the Chametz is, in terms of itself, in a place that's not possible to Mevar. It's under rubble. Somewhere in the Mir is only with a big pile. The Ran holds even three Tfachim is the same. So for that, I can't imagine that a person being far away from the Chametz is part of that miyot. That miyot is a miyot in terms of the chametz, inherently to the chametz. But maybe Rashi's understanding was not zeres hakasa. Rashi says that bal yira'e means what?
Near it.
So under rubble, it's not near it. So Rashi, it's a focus on not just the chametz itself, it's the gavra and the chametz. So the chametz is under a mapolis, it's not near, it's not bayira. Because what is bayira? It's an act, it's holding on to the chametz in a manner called bayira. We talked about bayatman yesterday from that perspective. Bayatman. You are holding on to the chametz in one manner called hatmana. You're holding on to the chametz in another manner called yira. You are holding on to chametz that's visible. Doesn't mean you have to see it. It means that chametz that's visible, that's the galoy. But it's the gavra's holding on to the chametz. When it's a mapolis over the chametz, that's not called. You are holding it in a yirad fashion. It's covered up. If you are totally far away from the chametz in a different location, that's not called. You're holding on to the chametz. B'chol bulecha, that would be you're holding a chametz in chagvulecha. But if it's mamish, and the Rabbi Shpiger is assuming, remember, you couldn't get there. Not just in diet, he's learning a new tesh ein diet lachzer. Not just about your mindset. The Kibbeger is assuming ein diet lachzer means what? Physically, the proximity is such that you would not be able to get there. That's what the Kibbeger took that for granted. Ein diet lachzer, he seemed to think that you can literally, you are not going to be possible. So that's not cool. You are holding the chametz in a yirah fashion. It's not that you have to see it, but potentially that you could see it. Potentially means potentially in real life. I think that's what the pshat would be in Rashi. Again, the mashal goes on with Otsar and with Abito. I'm going a little bit away from the mashal, but I'm just taking the mashal for this. That the mashal, and again, the Kibbeger and the Shulchan Aruch Rabbah are all saying, all three are saying, that the reason for Rashi, that midaraisa ina over, even without Abito, is it because it's Mapolis, and that's why it connects later to Otsar. It means because according to Rashi, the Val Yeroyah means holding onto the chametz in a manner of Yeroyah. Mapoles is not that, unless the caliph could get to it very easily because it's less than 3 tefachim. It's hareyus, so it's as if you're holding in a Yeroyah fashion. But if you are not able to get to the chametz, I have to add that point to Kibbeger, you couldn't get there, not just ein dai telach, it's not shayach. Could be, it's not could. A holding onto the chametz in a Yeroyah fashion. What about Bayatmin? So we said yesterday, we said before, Bayatmin is, it could be any Yadua, it's not, but here is Yadua. What about Bayatmin? So it could be a Vort here too. That's called Ambi Matmin Echamis. I'm going out, taking a trip. I'm going to the desert. I'm going to say, yeah. It's not called Ammatmin Echamis. If you want to make it any Yadua, it's a little bit better because it's not, I don't know about the Chametz. So how could it be Ammatmin Echamis? If it is Yadua, you want to make that get out of the belly, Yatmin, you have to say that if I'm on my agenda, just like by the Otsar, my agenda is to make an Otsar, not to bury chametz. What's my agenda? To bury chametz? I mean, it's not buried, it's the goalie. Maybe it's not by Yatmin anyway. But I'm going off to spend the next 2 weeks somewhere else. Maybe that's not called by Yatmin, I don't know. And if we're trying to figure out an Eitzah for Rashi, it's obviously very difficult. Yeah, the Masha has a little more to say in terms of the Otsar case and the Bito. You forget this, but this is the basic outline. According to the Masha, this is a heter mapolis midaraisa, according to Rashi. Yeah.
So I understand why it's very bigger, like if having a no shyness to be able to even see it, but that's not the piece of Shayara. Shayara is that you just ain't that lachzar.
No, so I think that we'd have to say that ain't that lachzar means. And that means there's no way to get back. I hear. I think that I get that from Rabbi Kibbeger. And that means there's no way to get back. And then it again from the Ram's perspective, it doesn't matter because Mapolis is exerus a custom mitzad the chametz. In a yachal avaro, the chametz is not in a position that it can be destroyed. That had nothing to do with your way. Your hands are tied, but the chametz itself is destroyable. It's just that you happen to be far away. So only Mapolis has that tour. But for Rashi, it's not Gzeres HaKosa in Yachavaru, it's Halacha in what's the measure of holding on to Chametz of Bal Yiroyah. So if it's not called, I'm holding on to the Chametz in a Yiroyah fashion, be it because it's Mapolis, so it's not holding it in a Yiroyah, it's buried. Or I'm far away from the Chametz, so it's, that's not called it. I'm holding on the chametz. I'm so, totally somewhere else. I can't even access it. That's not called Bayatmin. And Bayatmin will have to figure out also why it's not called Bayatmin. So this is the answer, right? It's either the answer in Mashal because it's in Yadua, and then we go with that. Or we'll say that it's a consider like the Halacha Mapolis. Okay, the Rambam, maybe just for a few minutes for Sunday, try to talk about the Rambam talks about getting back Erev Pesach. Another element of Dai Talachzer, and we'll have to see what where he gets it from and so on. Maybe that and we'll go weiter and Nefesh Amosa for, okay, we'll say a little bit on the Parsha's Bo, there's a lot to say about Chametz Matzah, right? So in a few minutes, we'll try to do something.